नवः पतन्ते आत्म समं पतत्रिनस् तथा समं विष्णु गतिं विपश्चितः अहं हि पृष्टो अर्यमनो भवद्भिर् अचक्ष आत्मावगमो अत्र यावान् नभः पतन्ते आत्म समं पतत्रिनस् तथा समं विष्णु गतिं विपश्चितः वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग अहम माई हम्बल सेल्फ ही सर्टेनली पृष्टः आस्क्ड बाय यू अर्यमनः एज पावरफुल एज द सन भवद्भिः बाय यू अचक्षे may describe atma avagamah as far as my knowledge is concerned atra herein yavan so far nabha sky patanti fly atma samam as far as it can patatrinah the birds tatha thus samam similarly vishnu gatim knowledge of the vishnu vipaschitah even though learned translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada translation oh this is who are as powerfully pure as the sun I shall try to describe to you the transcendental pastimes of Vishnu as far as my knowledge is concerned. As the birds fly in the sky, as far as their capacity allows, so do the learned devotees described by the Lord as far as their realization allows. Purport. The Supreme Absolute Truth is unlimited. No living being can know about the unlimited by his limited capacity. The Lord is impersonal, personal and localized. By his impersonal feature, he is all-pervading Brahman. By his localized feature, he is present in everyone's heart as the Supreme Soul. And by his ultimate personal feature, he is the object of transcendental loving service by his fortunate associates, the pure devotees. The pastimes of the Lord in different features can only be estimated partially by the great learned devotees. So, Srila Suta Goswami has rightly taken this position in describing the pastimes of the Lord as far as he has realized. Factually, only the Lord himself can describe himself and his learned devotee also can describe him as far as the Lord gives him the power of description. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakchurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Saudvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to speak something on this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. This chapter of Canto 1st in which Parikshit Maharaj is cursed by a Brahmana boy. So here Sukadev Goswami is describing the story, the katha of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We'll read translation once more. O rishis who are as powerfully pure as the sun, I shall try to describe to you the transcendental pastimes of Vishnu as far as my knowledge is concerned. As the birds fly in the sky as far as their capacity allows, so do the learned devotees describe the Lord as far as their realization allows. So Prabhupada here writing in purport that Supreme Personality, the Supreme Absolute Truth, is unlimited. No living being can know about the unlimited by his limited capacity. And he is describing about the three features of the Lord: personal, impersonal, personal, and the localized feature. So with our limited capacity, or it is very difficult to know about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And to know about the full potency of the Lord is almost impossible. We can know, or one can know till some extent, but not fully. So we see that Radha Sampravu in his book, he writes, Discover Yourself, that how we living entity, if we want to know about the Supreme Lord through our senses, how it is difficult and most of the time it is misleading. Just if we keep on researching about the Absolute Truth based on our senses, then we may not reach to the real conclusion. Why? Because the senses by which we acquire knowledge, the knowledge acquiring senses, in themselves they are not perfect. So if someone is acquiring data, but if the data is imperfect, then how can the result will come to the perfect conclusion? Suppose someone is doing some experiment in the laboratory and the weighing scale is not perfect, or the chemical what he is using is not perfect, it is mixed with or is adulterated, then the result he will arrive, the conclusion he will arrive will not match. As we have seen in our schools or colleges, that when we used to get in physics laboratory, especially when measuring the gravity, it is 9.8 meter per second square, but most of the time no one reached to the right conclusion. Sometimes it will 6, sometimes 7, hardly anyone will get close to 9, because most of the time they are not employing the proper method. They are doing some mistakes based on their senses. Sometimes their equipments are not perfectly tuned. That's why they are getting not correct result. So similar situation is with experimenting with the truth, with absolute truth, where our senses are not perfect. Although we apply our knowledge to know the absolute truth with these senses only, but just if we rely on our senses only, then to arrive at the conclusion will be very difficult. And Raja Sampro gives example that how if we just rely on our seeing process, then how much can we see? Our seeing is very limited. We can only see a limited bandwidth of the spectrum of electromagnetic waves. From few angstrom is there, few thousand angstrom is there, the wavelength which we can see. Below that is infrared, and above that is ultraviolet. Ultraviolet is below, infrared is ultraviolet is higher. So we can't see these lights, although the ultraviolet rays are or the electromagnetic rays are present. Like we see, example is our mobile phones, that is also electromagnetic radiation, but we can't see that. Our eyes are not capable of seeing, or our other senses are not capable of perceiving it. For that, we require some other instrument to perceive that wavelength, to that wave. So similar are our eyes also, our ears also. And in eyes also, we see that what we see most of the time or some of the time is not, and after seeing what we are arriving at the conclusion is not correct. And there, Raja Sampro gives this example that if you put some straight rod in a glass beaker, and which is half filled with water, so we will see that rod is bent where the water is ending, that from that level. So is that rod bent actually? No. It is bent, we are seeing it in bent condition due to some law of physics, refraction. But someone who is not knowing this, and he just apply his knowledge of seeing, that whatever he is seeing is believing, then he will reach at wrong conclusion. And we see that in deriving the different conclusion of the universe, the scientists many of the time rely on their apparatus, and they feel that is absolute knowledge. They don't want to consult with the higher authority of what scriptures are saying. So their knowledge, most of the time, what happens that it keeps on changing. The Hubble constant, which is famously known as in the scientist community as Hubble variable. Why? Because it has become so many times the value has changed that it is a mockery among them that they sometimes call it Hubble variable. Although it is a constant, but they call them Hubble variable. So, and they derived some conclusion by seeing the distance galaxy in the universe. So is that knowledge perfect? We can't say, because it is based on our imperfect senses. So till the time some next truth arrives, it stays there. One time Einstein said that your 100 experiment can't prove that what you have observed is correct, but one negative experiment can make it wrong. So till the time it is not proven wrong, one can say that whatever conclusion he has arrived is perfect. But the Vedic conclusion is said apurusha, because it comes from the person who is giving this knowledge. We are arriving this conclusion based on his knowledge. we are trying to know him through his knowledge, then that conclusion is perfect and that never changes. Similar are our ears also. We can't hear all the frequencies. It is said that we can hear from 20 hertz to 20 kilohertz. A human ear can hear this wavelength of wave. Below that and above that, we can't hear. A dog can hear up to 50 kilohertz. So when you make sound with dog whistle, when you blow a dog whistle, you will not be able to hear what you are blowing. But immediately the dogs in the street will come near you. Why? Because they are able to hear that sound. And a bat, it can hear up to 1 lakh kilohertz of sound. And in the night, it travels through that sound only by echo. He generates the sound and that sound gets reflected from some objects, and then he makes out that, oh, something is there in the way. So he will take a turn. So these, our ears are imperfect. Only hear from 20 to 20 kilohertz. And most of the time, our eyes, our ears are not capable of hearing this bandwidth of frequencies also. In our sound system, this mixer is having some facility where you can generate the sound frequency, particular frequency. If you want to generate 60 hertz, you can generate 60 hertz. So once I was trying that, which sound appears, how it appears in our eyes, how it feels. So I was generating, so below 50, it was like, whoom, a very vast voice will come. And when you increase from 10 kilohertz, very shrieking sound will come. And after 13 kilohertz, 14 kilohertz, I was not able to hear. So we can't hear normally a grown-up person. For him to hear 17, 18 kilohertz is almost impossible. So we go and purchase some equipment, and they describe that our equipment is from 20 to 20 kilohertz. But are you able to hear it? And some speakers, they say that instruments that we can generate till 30 kilohertz. And there are high-end earphones, maybe lakhs of rupees. But we are not able to hear. So most of the person are not able to hear because our senses, our ears are not perfect. Although the capacity is given to some extent, but that is also limited due to time, place and circumstances, due to our age. So through these senses, we are trying to know whom? The absolute truth, who is beyond the reach of these senses, who is beyond the realm of our sense perception, and we are trying to know him. And if we just try to know him through our these senses, then there is certainty that we will arrive at some wrong conclusion. To know the Supreme fully, the knowledge has to descend. And by ascending process, that we are trying to know something and we try to analyze everything based on our own knowledge, then we can't know about the Absolute completely. It has to come from him only. So Krishna, that's why he says in the Bhagavad Gita that this knowledge was coming through disciplic succession. And in due course of time, it was broken. That's why I am again giving it to you, Arjuna. And in that way, we can learn this knowledge. So we have to know this knowledge through disciplic succession. That means if anyone is claiming that he is giving this transcendental knowledge, knowledge about the Absolute, then he must have his own spiritual master or guru from whom he is receiving this knowledge. And that guru must be receiving his knowledge from someone higher. And ultimately that chain has to end or start with Krishna, which Brahma Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adira Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. So you are Anadi. He's saying, Krishna, that you are Anadi, that you are beginning of everyone. So from Krishna, if someone is receiving knowledge, then it is perfect. Or from the God himself is receiving that knowledge, or that knowledge is coming through that disciplic succession, then we can arrive at the right conclusion. Otherwise, it is very, very difficult to reach the right conclusion. Narad Muni, in second canto, fifth chapter, he is asking Brahmaji that, Navritam tav tachapi यथा माम प्रब्रवीशिनो अविज्ञायम परो मत्ता एतावतत्वम यतो हि मे. ही इज सेइंग दैट टू नारद जी दैट आई सी दैट यू आर क्रिएटिंग दिस होल यूनिवर्स. ही इज सेइंग दैट वॉट एवर यू हैव स्पोकन अबाउट मी इज नॉट फॉल्स. Brahma is saying to Narad Muni that whatever you have spoken about me is not false, because unless and until one is aware of the personality of Godhead, who is the ultimate truth beyond me, one is sure to be illusioned by observing my powerful activities. So before this verse, Narad Muni was saying that it appears that you are the supreme personality of Godhead. You are creating this whole universe. You are maintaining it. It appears like that. So how you are able to do it? But again, I see that you are doing tapasya, you are doing austerity, and you are meditating. Then on whom you are meditating? Why you are doing tapasya? So hearing all these verses, Brahmaji then says that it appears if someone who is not known the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is not aware of the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, till that time he will feel that I am the supreme controller. I am the person who is creating everything. I am the supreme personality of Godhead. But that is not the fact. And in that example, that verse, Prabhupada writes, he gives example of a frog in the well. That how a frog in the well, who has not seen the world outside, he feels that whatever the water which he is in, that is the only one and that is the greatest. So if someone comes from outside, he will try to deny, because he has not any information about the outside reservoir. So this is a story that one frog once jumped in that well and he has seen the ocean. And when he came and he was informing this other frog who was staying this well from very long time, and he was very big. So that a small frog from outside the reservoir, he said that I am coming from this reservoir. So he said, how much big is this? So he was calculating based on his knowledge. Is this this is bigger than this well? So his knowledge was only limited to his perceived knowledge. He was not able to make it out that how. So whatever example the other frog gave, it was not fitting in his capacity. So similarly, Brahmaji here is saying that till the person doesn't know the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his activity, he feels that I am the Supreme. And such a material assessment may be gradually extended and the attempt may reach to the highest limit of Brahmaji, who is the topmost living being within the universe and has a duration of lifetime unimaginable to the material scientist. And all this information are there in the scriptures. So our senses, based on the knowledge of our senses, it is very difficult to come to the perfect conclusion. We can describe the Lord as much as we have realized. So first we have to depend on Supreme Personality of Godhead, how He is the Supreme, we have to know. And how is in his three different features known as impersonal, personal and localized Paramatma. And anyone who is knowing any of these features, it can't be said that they are not knowing the truth. They are knowing the truth, but that is partial, that is not full. And after knowing the truth, we will explain the truth only to the extent what we have realized. Otherwise, we may have information. We may have information much more than our realization. But then, if we share that information, we might not be able to clear the doubts of the hearer. What if someone presents some doubts, then we will not be able to describe. Like most of the time in Srimad Bhagavatam, creation part. We may read the scripture, we may read the Bhagavatam, but we have not realized. So it is very difficult to actually know. But after Pavanesha Prabhu writing the book, we may know little bit more that, oh, some these situations are there, how different planets are situated. Otherwise, we may not find any connection with our perceived sense, perception. that what we are seeing around, what our current textbook, outside textbook or material textbooks are telling and what scriptures are telling, it doesn't match. That how the scriptures is saying that sun revolves around the earth. But which is that earth? So most of the time, we then read scriptures only as, okay, they are telling this is complete truth, but we don't know how this truth is realized. But when Bhavaneswar Prabhu writes, and he assimilated knowledge from different places, and he writes, and he gave seminar to us, then we came to conclusion, okay, now we are able to understand. We now don't escape this part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially creation. Otherwise, earlier, for the namesake, for the sake of duty only, we used to study this part of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now there is some interest. Oh, different planets are situated in this distance are there. And our Prem Gaurang Prabhu, he is doing research in so many ways. He is trying to verify what Bhagavatam is saying, based on Srimad Bhagavatam only. He devised some apparatus by which one can calculate the time. He made a hole, what was the description of hole is made, and through that, the how much water will pass out through some particular time. Then he has calculated how the motion of the sun, which is described in this scripture, is exactly matched with the current observation of our scientist. How the different angles of sun elevation in Uttarayan and Dakshinayan is there. And now they have gone for doing their PhD in IIT Mandi, our both Bhavaneswar Prabhu and Prem Gaurang Prabhu. So they have interest, and now through their realization, we are able to understand this Bhagavatam more and more, especially the creation and universal creation part. So we may have the information, but if we have not realized it, we will not be able to clear the doubts of someone who will ask some question based on that. So what we should do? We should put our best endeavor in glorifying the Lord. To the what extent we know, we should try to glorify till that extent properly. If we don't utilize properly our full potential, then we will not be satisfied. So in performing our duties, we should put our best endeavor. Then it will be a best offering to Krishna. The best offering to Krishna is to offer him the best what we have. If we are having some very good item and we just eat it for ourselves without offering it to Krishna, then what we will call? We will call stena, we will call thieves. So we should offer first to Krishna, offer best ingredient. Therefore it is said that we should offer the best ingredients to Krishna and best thing to Krishna. So if we are having our potential to offer our best to Krishna, then we should endeavor for that. If we don't offer our best to Krishna, then we will not be satisfied. Because Krishna has given us all these things so that we can best offer it to him, and then we will realize our real position, that who we are. Then sakshatkar, then the self-realization will come. The example is that how if you are hungry and if our stomach is not full, we will not be able to it will not satisfy us. So when we are a hungry stomach and when we get full prasadam, then we become satisfied. And till that time, that situation has not arrived, then we feel that we have not satisfied, our hunger has not subsided. So similar is the situation with glorifying the Lord. If we are having the capacity and then we are not able to, not doing our part, then we will not be satisfied. In Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, we see how Vyasdev, when he wrote all the scriptures, he divided all the scripture, he gave this knowledge to his disciples, but he was not satisfied. And he was not knowing exactly what is the reason. Then in his ashram, Narad Muni came, he's a spiritual master. And that time Narad Muni sarcastically addresses him, Mahabhaga Parasarya, that he is addressing him as the son of Parasar Muni. Why? Because Parasar Muni, he has written one scripture called Parasar Samhita. And by reading that Samhita, you can know past, present and future. All those who are astrologers, they study, Vedic astrologers, they study this Parasar Samhita. And he's saying, he's meaning that one whose father is Parasar Muni, who can know past, present and future, his son is bewildered. He don't know what is the future. So he's making some sarcastic comment, but very politely, says Guru. So there he is, and then he's asking why you are dissatisfied. And then Vyasadeva, he says that I am dissatisfied. And that time Narad Muni pointed out the reason. What is the reason? The reason is that you have not fully glorified the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhavata anudita prayam yaso bhagavata alam yenai vaso natuschet manne tvad darsanam khilam. Narad Muni said, you have hardly broadcast the sublime and the spotless glories of the Personality of Godhead. That philosophy which does not satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord is considered worthless. So that philosophy which does not satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord is considered worthless. And how we have to satisfy? By fully utilizing our energy. Then only we can be satisfied. When the Krishna is satisfied, when Krishna is satisfied, then that time living entity will be satisfied. It is like watering the root of the tree. If the root is watered, then the whole tree will be satisfied. So the root is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And Narad Muni and Vyasadeva has glorified the Lord, but not to his full capacity. Because in the next verse, Narad Muni says to Vyasadeva that Yatha Dharmaschary Dharmascharta Munivarya Anukirtita Na Tatha Vasudevasya Mahimahya Anuvarnitaha. Although great sage, you have very broadly described the four principles, beginning with religiosity, dharma. Religious performance you have not described to such an extent the glories of the Supreme Lord. So he was having the capacity to describe the glories of the Lord, but he has not done that. That's why he was not satisfied. So Narad Muni is not asking us to do the same thing. That he is not asking us to write Srimad Bhagavatam. But what is the meaning here? That we have to engage our full capacity in the service of the Krishna, in fully glorifying him. Then we will be satisfied. And then the hearer, the listener who is hearing it, they will be satisfied. Often it requires higher intervention in our life to push our limit. Sometimes we are just careless in performing our duty. Even if we make able to do something more, we don't do because we are complacent in performing our duty. Then some higher authority are there around us. Sometimes our equals are there. So they intervene in our life. They sometimes ask us, what you are doing? You are not performing well. You should perform your duty properly. And by their chastisement, by their encouragement, so these are higher interventions. Krishna is guiding them so that we can align ourselves properly. And then we will utilize our full potency in the service of the Lord. And that time only we will able to perform properly. So we, most of the time, we may not know our limit, what is our capacity, but someone else is required. We may feel sometimes that what others are saying is not good, not proper. I am not able to do that. But time and again someone is saying, someone else is observing us and they are saying, then you may push yourself and you may reach to your higher capacity. The example of Hanuman is there, that how when all the Vanarasena, they went to the border of India, border of ocean, and they were seeing Lanka, and Lanka was 100 yojans mile away from that place. 100 yojans away, it was away from there. So no one was having capacity to go. Someone was saying, I can go till 10 yojans. Someone was saying that I can go till 20 yojans. Someone was saying I can go 50 yojans. But what is the use? After 10 yojans, he will dive deep in the ocean, not able to return. Yad gatva na nivartante. So he will, after diving there, he will not come back. But, and Angad said, he can go till 100 yojans, but he is not sure that he will able to come back. So that is also not useful. So someone is required who can go there and come back, then that message can be given to Lord Ram, whether Mother Sita is there or not. So then Jambavan, he was knowing what is the capacity of Hanumanji. He made aware of him that, he said that you are having that capacity. You get up and you go. You don't know your capacity. That in your childhood, you were cursed by the sages, that you will forget your capacity. And that time Hanumanji realized his capacity and he said then, okay, I will do, I can jump. So similarly is the position of the living entity. Living entity doesn't know his capacity, that how he can engage properly in Krishna's service. Some higher authority is required, spiritual master is required, mentor is required, who can guide constantly. And then he can realize that, yes, I can perform this service. He don't have to endeavor just based on his own perception. It has to also based on other perception, other senior person who are guiding his life. Based on their performance, and then he can start exploring his capacity, that how he can go, how he can push himself ahead in his life. And most of the time, we are fearful that we don't want to experiment. We don't want to experiment and push off our limit. If we observe a child, you will observe that that child is always trying to examine the things, whatever thing or objects he finds around. Whatever knowledge acquiring senses he have developed till that time, he will utilize that. He will pick something, put in his mouth, without having any fear that what someone will say. So he'll put dirt, anything. First his senses, his knowledge acquiring senses is through his tongue. Then he gradually grows up. Then he tries to touch and know everything. Then hear and experiment. So he's not afraid of doing experiment. He's not afraid of being called stupid or making himself a stupid and doesn't stop his experiment. He's always continuing with his experiments. And that's why a child learns very fast. If we want to learn a new language, how much is difficult for us? But for a child, it doesn't know that he's trying to, he's putting his so much endeavor in learning, and he will learn very fast that knowledge. So if we want to learn knowledge, or learn some new language, then we have to also put ourselves in such situation where we are fearless in speaking. Of course, we are grown-ups, so we have to be very cautious that what we are speaking, but fearless in the sense that we should not be fearful of that I will appear foolish in front of others. If we leave that fear, then we will grow. As Steve Jobs says, stay hungry, stay foolish. If you are hungry, then you will search for food, and if you are foolish, that means you will search for knowledge. Otherwise, if you feel that you have known everything, you know everything, then for us, we'll not experiment further. We'll not try to learn more. So, if we feel that we are foolish person, then we'll try to explore. And that, so we should learn this from a child, that how a child is not fearful of experimenting of different objects. And we should apply that innocence in our life in learning about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of the science. We should not feel that, oh, I have spent so many years in devotional service, so now how I can ask this question to other devotee? Some devotee may be junior to us. He may be having more knowledge of the scriptures. So we should not hesitate in going to them and asking different questions, because they will reveal this knowledge. Because they have realized more, they have read the scriptures properly. So from anyone we can get this knowledge. And after getting this knowledge, we should describe it to the capacity we have known. We see that in the prayers of Kunti Maharani, that how, when she is offering her prayers, she is saying, oh Lord, how I can offer my prayers? I am just a woman. I have no knowledge. But the prayers what she is offering, the sages are repeating in Srimad Bhagavatam. And from that time, all of us, all the parampara, they are repeating. Her prayers are the topmost prayers. Prabhupada gave some lectures on this series, on this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Kunti Maharani's prayers of Kunti Maharani, Queen Kunti. And later on, that verses and that classes appeared in a form of a book. So she is not saying that I know the Supreme Personality of Godhead fully. So it doesn't require that one will know the Supreme Personality of Godhead fully, then only he can describe. Till the extent we know, we should glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then we will be purified. Prahlad Maharaj, in his prayers to Lord Narasimhadev, he is saying that, O Lord, I am born in the family of demons. What I can glorify you? But please accept my prayers. And he is a pure devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, but he is also saying the same thing. As Suta Goswami here, he is saying that, O rishis who are as powerfully pure as the sun, I shall try to describe to you the transcendental pastimes of Vishnu. As far as my knowledge is concerned, as a bird fly in the sky, as far as their capacity allows, as do the learned devotees describe the Lord as far as their realization allows. So this prayer, Sukhdev Goswami has also similar verses he has spoken before, that yatha dhitam yatha mati. As far as my knowledge is there, I will describe this supreme science to you. He is describing this to all the sages of the all the sages of the Naimisharanya. So we should not hesitate in describing about the glories of the Lord, and till the capacity what we are having to the fullest extent, then we will be satisfied. That is the secret of happiness. That in preaching, in doing devotional activity, we should fully utilize our potential. Hare Krishna. Any question or comments? Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande.